radio station.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is the night that the Lord has blessed us once again. We're coming to you live again. We believe God for everything He's done for us, through us, and by us. And tonight I just want to take time out to say thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for me, through me, and by me. I praise you. I love you. I will thank you for everything. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you this. One of the things that God will have for us to do tonight is an open night. And I'm looking for callers. And all who would, can, will be. And praise the living God. The line is wide open. A lot of things are happening today that we can talk about if we want to. We can ask a question of God. And we're going to get an answer for you. We can get an answer for you if you want to hear what God is going to say. Amen. Amen. One of the things that I will say to those that are listening to me, that are listening to me live on the radio station, the God we serve, is a great God. And I know that there are many questions and many answers. Things that has to be, we have to live for God. We have to live by God, through God, and for God. See, God is a particular life. And when I say that, man, God wants to be known. He wants it to be known that He is God all by Himself. But He has rules and regulations that we must follow. Rule number one, there is no God besides God. We shall honor the Lord our God with all that we have. From the beginning to the end, He's still God. That's His rule. More of His rule. But that's just a part. And when He puts out His ordinances that we must live by accordingly, it behooves us to do just that. And that's what God wants us to do. And I would say to this to God wants us to know that we know that God is there. And you know what we're going through today? The life we're living today is a good life. It's a life that God has set it forth for us. And as the people come on the line tonight, because one of the persons that will be on is going to be after tonight. But I want to say this to those of us that are listening. The God we serve, we are being tested by faith. Faith tests us. If we live when things are rough, we're going to live when things are tough. We're going to live when things are good, because the God we serve is only one thing. It's all the way up. We're going to have issues, but can we trust Him? I believe we can. Can you talk with Him? I believe you can. I know this much, as I was reading the Bible and trusting God, I know God is capable of doing anything He wants to. God cannot take it. He says, well, I'm my own self. Therefore, anybody can say what He said. But I had something the other night that I was studying and I was reading. It blessed me beyond understanding. It brought me to a point. All I can say was hallelujah. Because the God I serve is a big God. Now, many people have a desire to serve God. And this is why we're here, trying to get you to get in the right cortex so that you can serve God with a pure conscience and a pure heart. Many people are still saying they love God, but they don't love Him. What do they love God with? Their money? As long as God can bless you with the money, well, I'm going to say it like this here. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And you know what? If you allow me for just 10 or 15 minutes, I would like to talk to you tonight how Jesus demonstrates He has the power of God See, a lot of people have not taken full notice of what the Word of God says. You see, he had power to read human hearts. And when you take a closer look in John 2nd chapter 22-24, come go with me. John chapter 2. That's in John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 24. So, see, what God wants us to know, what God gave him to do. See, God gave God the power to do certain things. And he says this. He says, and both Jesus were called and disciples and to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, that they have no wine. Take notice here. Forgive me. It's 24:22. I got a mark on it. Verses 24. Second, that's John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. Because he knew all men. He knew them. He looked into the innermost intellectual part of them. And verse 25 say, and needed not that any should testify of any man, for he has known he was even in a man. See, God's Son was sent down to bring us something, to demonstrate to us. And as we take notice what God is saying, and I will say this to those, he has the power to foretell our future. A lot of people say, well, I'm gonna go to the witchcraft, go to somebody, you can read them, and they say, well, they're gonna tell you your future. Well, let me tell you what Jesus said. So if you will go with me to John 13:19. That's in the book of John. Why John? John got some power. John 13:19 says, now tell you before it come, that when it shall come to pass, you will believe that I am he. He was talking about himself. A lot of people, and Jesus was saying, okay. He said, before it come to pass, I'm going to tell you. Jesus was even prophesying to them and foretelling to them who he was, what it's going to be, how it's going to be. But people, as I say to you who are listening to me tonight, some across the line, please take notice of an issue. God has given his Son authority. He's given him power. He wants to transfer it to us. But do we want it? If we want to see, he had creative power. That's something a lot of people, well, I couldn't create nothing. Yes, you can. If you would take God's word, go to John chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. John chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. See, I'm trying to keep us in one place in my study tonight, because I want to tell you. So in John chapter 1, and after these, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which it was over the Sea of Tiberias. A great multitude followed him because they saw them his miracles. Oh, I think I'd be following too if I was in the house. Because they saw his miracles that God was using to do, and which he did on them that were diseased. Oh, see, but today, when we read into the Word of God, Jesus said we can do the same thing. But are we afraid? Are we fighting each other? Are we living a holy life? Let's read on further. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and he was there sat down with his disciples. The Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. Here they come with the passing of the bread and the wine. But take notice, Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming unto him. He said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? A very common, simple question. Well, Philip, here comes the great company of people. Well, Jesus knew it. He knew it, but he wanted to show them who he was. Wanted to show them he'll be able to create. To create. How many times I've seen things in my life by believing in God, all of a sudden things began to happen. But it's because you have to be at a finite point of knowing, of believing, of trusting, of seeing what God is doing. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he should do. He knew it. God done told him. God ain't got his son on the dark side. He got him on the side of righteousness and of truth. And for us to look down in our hearts and see what God is doing and see it. And he says this here, Philip, answered him, 200 piece worth of bread, Father. Not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Here's the joy of what I get. One of the disciples answered, Simon Peter, brother, said unto him, there is a lad here. There's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among the many? See, again, we get back into the human conscience and we forget the super conscience of what God wants to do with us. All we got to do is do what Jesus did. Now, to check this out. And Jesus said to him, take the men and have them sit down. Now, where was much grass in this place? Well, we know back over in Israel, the places that there was a lot of grass. But I want you to just please stick with me for just a few minutes. Pray you get a blessing out of this. And as you see and read into the Word of God, God has authority. And he says it to his son. And he said, sit down. The one man said in the number, 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves and he gave thanks to the Father. He distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that was set down, and likewise of the fishes, inasmuch as they would. When they were filled, gather up the fragments that remain, there is be nothing lost. See, God wants us to gather up everything, nothing to be lost. Because it looked like you're going to lose something. You've done your best to gather up that you've done. And say, Father, we've done our job. Now, here's what I say. I love. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12. Oh, my God. 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 loaves of bread which remained over the above unto them that had even eaten. See, there was some more food left. See, God's word is so potent, so powerful. It's so now. Here, then these men, when they seen the miracle that Jesus had did, why is it so that people, even back in the biblical days, they have to see a miracle? They have to see a sign. Well, you had two classes coming in later on. They called the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You got one who believed the way Jesus did, and some to, I don't believe in no resurrection. We don't believe in all that nonsense. But listen, as it says it. And Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him king, he departed from the mountain. Why did he do that? Because it wasn't his hour. He's not going to let somebody rub up on what God's going to put on him. Ain't going to happen. And if we read it, Christ, when he went there, his disciples went down into the sea, and entered into the ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was come to them. And the sea rose by reason of a great wind, and there was a storm was coming. Now here's the point. And when they had roared about 25 rows foot long, if they see Jesus walking on the sea, man, don't you know some of them brothers, those disciples got to say, who is this on the water? Who is that? But Jesus said, be not afraid. For it is us. Good God Almighty. The miracles that he did, the creating power, that he's created power, just pointed out to you, all God has got to do it every time if we allow him to do it. Will you allow God to do it? Will you allow to do it? And I say this to those of us who are listening in to it tonight. I want to say this to you. When God, the 5.1, God had the power to read. Jesus had power to read him up. Point two, he had to foretell their future. Point three, he had creative power. And here's another point. He had power to give life, to give life. So go with me, John chapter 5, verse 21. So John chapter 5, verse 21. And it says, for as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son of Man quicken whom he will. My God Almighty. Can you believe that God was still, can you believe Jesus was still walking with God? God was still using him, what he was doing and what he was doing then. Can you believe it? Yes, you can. I know you can. Can you see God doing the work? Yes, you can. I know you can. He's doing it because that's the kind of God we have. That's the kind of God we serve. See, the God we serve is above all human-to-human understanding. The president can't say it. The mayor can't say it. Only Jesus Christ. My God. My God Almighty, the word that God spoke here. And when I said to you and I read it to you, was that 5 and 21? For the Father raised up the dead. Now the Father, who's in heaven, God himself, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will, because God has given him the right to do it. See, it's God's will. His will is a counselor will. When he and God and the Holy Spirit talk about what's going to happen, it blesses me to just even get up into the Bible and to read this. And I want to say, here's one other thing. He had infallible and utterances. Infallible. Let me tell you what infallible. When he uttered it, go to John 8:46. John chapter 8, verse 46. And I want to show you something. I'm picking where God will show me something, and it's blessing me. And amen. Which of you convince me of sin? That if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Oh, infallible. They couldn't even, they tried to catch him, but too late. He that is of God, heareth God. God's word. He that's of God. Are we of God out there on the radio land? Yes. Do we hear God's word? Yes. Do we obey God's word through his Son, Jesus Christ? Hear them not, but because we are not of God. What they read right on here, see, Satan's gang ain't going to listen. And the time we live in, all of a sudden today, the wind start pumping up. The man said, there's a possibility of more tornadoes coming. The winds start pushing again. God is trying to get his people right for what's getting ready to happen. And I want to say to you that listen to me, get ready because he's on his way back. Don't look back. Keep looking up. See, the one thing I love, Jesus has power to forgive sin. Jesus has power to forgive sin. Now, I'm going to move you from the book of John to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Mark. Matthew's Mark. That's how you do it. Matthew's Mark. And you can see it. Because God wants us to say it. And I will say this to those of us. We that love God, we got to get closer to the throne. We got to get closer. What did I say, Mark what? Do you remember what I said, Mark what? I said Mark 2 and 12. Mark 2, chapter 1. And again, enter into Capernaum. After some days, and it was known that he was in the house. See, when Jesus is in the house, there's going to be a lot of house here on Mars. So there's going to be a lot of noise going on when you hear me, if it's talking about God. Ought to be some noise in your house. And straight away, many were gathered together in so much that they were no room to receive them. See, some of y'all might know my house, but when they, if we have a house full of people and miracles are happening, do you know people going to rush in and say something? And they found no room to receive them. Not so much as about the door. He preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they came not near unto him, for he pressed, they uncovered the roof. Now, you know that some people, according to the Bible, I mean, I went back and I said, wow, these men must have loved that person that they were trying to help. Do you have somebody out there in radio land you love who know that you just believe in God, you're praying for them, they're on that sick bed? These men went to the roof, and they tore the roof off the top of the house and let him down. Now, here's what the Bible says. And they cut the roof where he was. So when they had broken it up, they let him down to the bed where he was sick of palsy, lay. And Jesus saw by faith. See, action, faith. Faith, action. He said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven of thee. Oh, my Lord. Now, here come these other men. And they're going to say, so he'll touch the scribes. Remember the scribes? See, the Pharisees, they're on Jesus' side because they want to see this and they believe in the resurrection. But the scribes said, not so. Here they go. But these were certain scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. You know, this is impossible for them to let that man down through that roof and for Jesus to speak a word and this man is healed. Oh, this is something strange here. The Sadducees couldn't agree there. See, in their hearts, they were mulling over thinking about it. How is this possible? Here is what it says. Why doest this man thus speaking blasphemous? Who can forgive sins but God only? They got caught in their own trap. That's why I say to the Bible scholars, read your Bible. Read what verse they're reading. If you're going to quote something, take me back to the verse you're quoting so we'll know. Because you're going to give me the verse, make sure it lines up on concept on self, precept on precept. Because somebody can quote what they want to say. Here's what I say. Hallelujah. And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they, that some reason within themselves, he said unto them, okay, Jesus said, okay, I'm going to expose you. I'm going to expose you, meatheads. Why reason you these things in your heart? In other words, Jesus knew the heart is the why. Remember telling you earlier, he spoke to man's hearts, he knew man's heart. He said, wait a minute, why y'all want to reason what you saw do? Why you want to think about it? Why do you want to hear what Jesus said? Will it be easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven of thee, or say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? We in the body of Christ have the right to say what Jesus said. But you know what? It will cost you every nickel, every dime you got, every convincing thing you can say, because people say, I just don't believe it. But you know what? I believe it with you. I believe it with you. But they said, and here we go, take up that bed and walk. What does it say? Your sins are forgiven, and forget us, take your bed and rest. They want to become argumentative. See, there are a lot of people in the church, a lot of pastors, a lot of teachers, a lot of evangelists, a lot of fivefold. They want to argue in the body of Christ. There is no room for argument now. It's time for us to solidify the word of God and push it forward. Well, I ain't read that in my Bible. My Bible, what Bible you reading that of? I got a King James Version. Well, mine's a King James Version. It's a new writing. Okay. Some words have changed, but I always trap, and I say it, ask this question. I said, can you tell me, does the word 28 days, 28 days, 280 days, every 28 days, 28 days has a reason, and every woman knows what it means. But men won't take the time to understand. 2.8 days. But the Bible says, according to the scripture, the name blood shall be mentioned. Every 28 scriptures, 280 words in the book, any way you want to put it, it's mentioned about something to do with blood, because that's how the blood was from the beginning to coming out of where man had sinned. And God gave a trail of lead all the way out of the Garden of Eden to into the world. And God knew His Son would come along one day with His blood, unscarred. And He would shed His blood. Now, but here we will say, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. I said, see, He has power on earth to forgive sin. And you know what? I tell you tonight, to those that are listening, we might want to discuss this, say something, and I tell you this much. God is a good God. He's a great God. He's a loving God. He's a God that, I tell you this much, I will not forsake it for nothing. There are many things that happen in our lives. But I want you to take this scripture and take it with you in Matthew 14:33. Because I want you to know, when you read this scripture, you're going to find out that Jesus had the right to receive worship. When we say we worship you, we bow down before you. Lord, we surrender to you. We worship you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you. He has the right. He has the right to receive it. No president, governor, etc. has the right. Well, you don't want to praise the pastor. No, thank the pastor. Thank the apostle, the prophet. Thank the body of Christ. Because all worship is to go to Jesus Christ and through Him and Him alone. I hope tonight what I said helped encourage somebody. Because these important points I just said about the creating, and such as men and angels, and they're with us. Angels not to be worshipped, and men not to be worshipped. See, if we can take notice of what God has said, God has the power to raise the dead. My. Can you remember that day in the Bible when Jesus had that power in John 5:25? And you read that? God, they said, God had you to been here, our brother, he wouldn't be dead. If you'd have been here, he wouldn't be dead. Now, they had a simple of it. He said, the woman sleeping, the maid sleeping. But they said, Lord, had you been here, our brother would be alive. In other words, they want to blame Jesus for not being there, for them being on time. And you know what? Jesus, they already knew he had been 4 days out and 4 days in. And according to that, they knew he was dead. Lord, he probably stinks by now. But see, the Jewish had a law. And their law said after 3 days of fasting and praying, they had the power to raise the dead. Most Jewish people won't tell you about that. But it's up to you to go search it out for yourself. It happened. But on the fourth day, there was something unique. 2 days coming and 2 days back. And Jesus said, he said, stop your bellowing, stop your moving, show me where you laid him. It went down and says, roll. Now here's our lover back. See, God's going to show them by their own minute mind. He says, roll back the stone. And they roll, hallelujah, they rolled back the stone. And he said, Father, I thank you that you come before, I come before you, that they can see that I am of you and you of me, Father. I thank you. He immediately said, Lazarus, good God Almighty, come forth. Everybody in eternity was listening, but only one name came out, Lazarus. And Lazarus came forth. My God. He was rapping like a hop, like what they said they dressed him in the day that they did, they buried him. Hippity hop, hippity hop, hippity hop. And the first thing Jesus said, give him something to eat. The proof was in the pudding. And you know what? They fell at his name. And you know what? Now here go with both of them. Sadducees, Sadducees. Here come the high priest. Here they come with all of that. Oh, no, we got to stop this, man. Don't you know there's a time and we live in there where people are going to stop. They want to stop the apostle. They want to stop the prophetess. They want to stop them. They want to stop the fivefold ministry because they don't believe what we believe. They don't have a condition in our heart where we have condition because we have paid the price. We have paid the price what we do. I don't know about somebody else, but I done paid the price. I don't mind suffering a little while longer because I know what Jesus said. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Hallelujah. I thank all of you for listening. Anybody got a question or statement you want to make? Amen. Hallelujah. Hold Jesus. Anybody got a statement? I thank the Lord tonight. Tonight was supposed to be Carnethia time, but I got it mixed up. So that's why I'm spending the time. And see, God fixes so like this. He gives me a moment to let the people know I still love them. See, I know what God is doing. And God wants us to just trust him. He wants us to trust him. Because we are so close to victory. And let me tell you something. Everything around us looks like it's not happening in our imagination. But God say, keep the faith. That's all I got to tell us. Keep the faith. It don't look like the money's flowing. The cars ain't flowing. The water ain't flowing. The lights ain't flowing. Everything looked like it's turned upside down. But God said, keep the faith. It means to hold on to what you believe. And I was telling a person there, I said, one thing to take notice of, a lot of people will do what they can, but they always want somebody else to say, well, will you pray for me? No, you pray for yourself. We'll pray together. I don't know how to pray. Well, that just tell me, don't you know how to pray? See, you got to help some people in their own lives, you know. Don't let them get in the lives, help them out of it. See, I'm looking for a great revival to start in Hempstead, Texas. I don't care what nobody say. I know God's going to do it. God has promised me he's going to do it. I don't care what nobody believe. God has promised he's going to do it. I know what God has shown in the spirit. God's going to do it. How many be? Two or three. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead. I hear you on the phone. You there? Go ahead. Talk to us. Go ahead. Hello? 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 Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Can you hear us, please? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, you got something to say?
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
We're at a point now. That it's going to come a famine of land. So those of us who are committed to God's work, we got to stay committed. We got to stay focused. Because it's going to come a famine in the land, and people are going to be looking for that word, and some won't be able to find it. So we got to stay committed. We got to do what God has called us to do. We got to do that.
Amen. Amen. And I guess y'all noticing that I got y'all on the, I got this computer, and I was trying to hook it up with me not using my phone, but talking to you. Can y'all hear me playing out there?
Yes, we can. I can hear you. Amen.
It's got an echo
in it, though.
Ma'am?
It has an echo.
I know it because what I'm going to do is I'm going to give me what you're going to put on also that's in my ears can hear it because the mic is. It's up and out. I'll get it all squared away. But the more I learn about doing God's will, the more I love doing God's will. You know it's been a
amen.
It's been a rough, tough day. But you know what? God said, hold on.
Hold on.
Amen. Hold on. Hold on. It now I want you to not just see, I want to put the devil to shame. My hand has swollen up. My right hand swollen up. Almost big as two big small pumpkins. Swollen up. I said, Lord, this is not of you. I went there. They gave me some medication to reduce it. I kept praying and believing. So they said, we're going to go and get you a doppel. What are they going to see, my blood is flowing through my veins. I went and took a test this morning. The blood is flowing, but there was something around in my wrist that wasn't doing what it's supposed to. I said, oh, that's the problem. But I asked the nurses, I said, can you tell me more? She says, no, sir. We're not allowed to tell you. I said, well, can I read what I saw in the book on the deal? And I read it. It's how you know that that's just simple. Because I was educated. You read everything, but you don't misunderstand nothing. And you know, if you say a word, because they think you'll know, they'll start giving you the know. They say, well, yeah, your blood is red. See, it's flowing through here. That's your blood. I said, oh, praise God. I didn't know where it was, but I know where the muscle was. But I said that to say this. I said to the Father, I stand on your promises. Your promises, I will deliver them that are dead. I will heal them that are sick. I will be there. It's in the Bible. And I'm saying to those of us on the radio listening to me right now, across the nation, through the nation, God wants us to stand firm.
Amen.
It looks horrible. It looks horrible, people. I'm telling you right now. Look over there in Russia. Look what's happening over there. They've already started a big war. Look over there in the Middle East. People are dying. 130-some people died. 130-some died today. What is happening? They're starting wars upon wars. But God is saying to us, stay ready. Stay ready. Are we ready? Are we ready out there? Are we ready?
Amen.
My, my, my. The kind of God we serve. But I say this here. The God we serve is an awesome God.
Amen.
You got a word to say, sister?
Amen. I just want to say this is Prophetess Shonda from out of Georgia. God bless everyone.
Oh. Amen.
Amen. I was listening to you, Dr. Hannah, you know, talking about the faith, you know, and we all be tried a greater level of faith, you know, and that's the whole key thing. And then I just heard the woman of God just said, you know, it's about to be a phantom upon the land. And that was something, you know, that I posted on my Facebook page today.
Yeah, I read it.
Amen. So, but the thing is, you know, learning how to teach the people how to survive. And you talked about the miracles and the things that Jesus did when he walked the earth. And one of the things that you said, you know, when Philip asked him, you know, how are we going to feed this great multitude? And Jesus said, what do we have? And his lad, you know, had the five loaves of bread and the two fish. And I was just thinking, you know, back in the day, you know, coming up, whatever our mamas had, we made do with what they had. You know, it might have been 10 kids and two piece of chicken. But everybody got a piece of chicken.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And today, you know, teaching the young folks, they don't know how to survive. You know, they have no survive. They have no survival skills. And I heard you also mention. You know, what if you don't have the water? What if you don't have the light? What if you don't have the car? What if you don't have the job? What do you do? Your hope and your trust is not in that. I can go back and recall again as a kid. You know, we always planted our own food. So it was food in the garden and so forth. And I can remember even as a little kid, you know, we couldn't go and cook when we wanted to go cook anything in the house. When mama said dinner was ready. But we as little kids, we learned how to make do. And I promise you, spending time in the country, we would go out there in the woods, a bunch of us kids, and we would build us a fire. We would go to whoever's house. Somebody would get the frying pan, and somebody would bring the oil, and somebody would bring the potatoes. You know, and we made do. So, to say that is going back to the phantom upon the land. You know, we haven't seen nothing yet. You know, we are in perilous times, but the worst of the worst has not even begun to happen.
Amen. That's
right. And people can't even survive right now.
because they have no hope and they have no survival skills. And that's why it's so important for us to retrain, to reprove, to reteach. Amen.
That's it.
Right.
Amen. You know, they people getting a little taste of it, you know, when the storms come through, we don't have no power for a couple hours. We go into panic mode, you know, and not thinking about of the days of the old. What did God say in his word? Bring me back in remembrance of my word. Those are the days of the old. His word was written before any of us were born.
Amen.
We don't have the foundation of this word, because what did it say about the phantom of the land? It's going to be a phantom of the land, not for hunger, not for thirst, but for who? For the word of God.
Yes.
And if we don't have this food, if we don't have this meat, and if we don't give the people this, they're not going to be able to survive. Not 2-3 hours, your power's off, oh, what are we going to do? Or everything shut down, there's no water in the house, what are we going to do? You're going to make do. You're going to take that 5 loaves of bread and that 2 fish, and you're going to give thanks, and you're going to bless it, and you're going to watch God multiply it.
Amen.
Amen.
It's time to plant the mustard seed. It's time to plant that mustard seed. We can no longer continue to hold the seed in our hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go in the ground. And that's what God is doing. He's calling us to a greater level of faith.
Amen.
Don't depend in this stuff. Don't depend. He says, what did he say in Isaiah? The government should be upon whose shoulder? My shoulder. His shoulder. But we get caught up in so much of man's world and what the laws of the man says. Yes, we're supposed to govern, keep the laws of the land. We do. But that's not our source. That's not our final destination. And if we continue to get caught up in the man's way, we all going to be stressed. But I was in the grocery store 2 days ago, and this lady, an older lady, she says to me, she says, I cannot believe the price of this meat. And I said, you know what, ma'am? I said, why do we not do anything about it? Why do we continue to allow the government to tell us that we're going to pay more taxes, we're going to pay more higher prices on food, clothes, gas, what have you, but we just let it happen. They're not giving us an increase in our pay. Prices and everything's steadily going up. But the cost for us to survive is not going up. They're not giving us what we need. It's a trap. It's man's trap. It's right. That's right. It's man's trap, and it's a man's cycle. And that's why it's so important to get the root in the ground of Jesus Christ. Don't get caught up in that cycle. Don't get caught up in the chaos of this world. Because he says we're in this world, but not of this world. Stop allowing job people to be your source. Allow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ to be your source. He's the author and the finisher of our faith.
That's
what we need to get back to. We need to get back to the author.
Amen.
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 The book has already been written. The book has already been written for each and every one of our lives. We already been all what? Being predestined.
Yes.
He already knows. He already knows what each and every one of us are capable of doing. And it's time for us to truly tap into what the Word of God says. He says, my kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field.
Yes.
And it's time for us to get some holes. It's time for us to get that tiller, and it's time for us to get the digging.
Amen.
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 Because people are going to be looking. They say they're going to be running down, knocking the church doors down. But no, they're going to be running and knocking you down. Because they're going to see Jesus all right. All over you. We got to have this word. We're supposed to be living epistles.
That's right.
And not only, you know, just having the word, we got to show people by, he said, are we saved just by faith?
What?
No. We saved by our works as well. Faith without works is dead.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. And we got to work. We got to work wise yet that there's going to come a time when no man's going to be able to work.
Let's see.
And that's right.
Before we move on.
A greater work and a higher level that God is requiring of us. You know, he told John, he said, John, he says, come up here.
Okay. Well, I'll tell
you
what.
He gave a letter, and he told us, Dr. Hannah, mute your phone because we hear your conversation. Amen.
Amen.
You know, amen. It's a great work. He called him to come up higher. He gave Jacob a letter.
Amen.
That's right. And he says, let my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How are we going to get heavenly things when we don't want to go up?
Amen.
We got to go up to pull it down, to bring it back down. He says in John, the book of John, and Dr. Hunter came out a lot of John tonight, I saw angels descending and ascending.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
We got work to do.
Amen.
The servant of God, no sleep nor slumber. He told us to do what? He said, be firmant about my business. Don't be slowful.
Amen.
And everything that Jesus said, he says, I do what the Father says do. I do what the Father has told me to do. These are not my words I speak. They are from my Father. And that's the same way we should be. We should speak nothing until God says, okay. And he says, in that given hour, I will put the words in your mouth.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Because we want to be effective. We need to learn how to be effective witness. He calls an ambassador for Christ. And it's time for us to be effective witness. You know, when Jesus showed up on the scene, things happened.
Happened.
That's the same thing. That's right. It was not a delay. It was not a delay of healing. It was not a delay of that food multiplying. There was no delay. And that's the same thing. When we show up on the scene, because it says greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. He's inside of us. Things should happen.
That's right.
And we gotta start. And we gotta start believing God's word for things to happen. Then, you know, we don't let people put in our minds, my healing. I'm walking in my healing. No, you already healed.
Amen.
You mean you walking in your healing? You already healed. The word declares and decrees that by His stripes you were healed. So whatever that's trying to attach itself to you, you tell that thing goodbye.
Goodbye.
My body is the temple of God.
Amen.
You cannot dwell here. You have no residency here. You got to go in the name of Jesus. Because by His stripes, I was healed.
My mom.
Allowing things to attach itself to us. You know, we email. Help on attachment.
No,
delete the attachment. Send the email. He sent forth His word, and the considerate man's son was healed in a given hour. What did Jesus tell him? He said, I never seen a greater faith. Never.
That's what the Bible says.
We ought to be looking for. We should be so, we are. We shouldn't be wavering in our faith. We are justified.
No.
Those who, that's right.
Amen.
We walk by faith. We walk by faith. And everything that the Word of God says, we should believe it, shouldn't doubt it. He told us to do what? To believe only.
Amen.
It's time for us to believe only. It's time for us to encourage one another. It's time for us to edify the body. It's time for us to strengthen the body. I gave some apostles, some prophets, some preachers, some evangelists, and some teachers for what? For the edifying of the body. And it's time to build the body. All this nonsense and foolish stuff that people are worried about and concerned about, and I don't see that in the Word of God.
That's right.
I don't see it nowhere in the Word of God. And it's time to take that foolishness stuff out of God's house.
Amen.
And put His Word back in there. Because when we speak His Word, He got to do what? He got to perform it. He got to do it. Because he's a God and He shall not lie, nor a son of man, that He got to repent.
That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to see things happen.
And he told us in the book of Mark, go out, go there, make disciples, teaching them, baptizing them, wherever I tell you to go, hearing them in my name.
Amen.
Time to make things happen.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
To Hallelujah. God be the glory. Amen. 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 Lady that just came on, you got a word you want to say? Hello? Well, I want to say this to us tonight. When we take notice of God's word, the power that God gave him, go ahead. Go ahead. You have something to say, sister? See, in Houston, go ahead and say a word. Go ahead. You got to go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just say, you know, what the sister is saying is absolutely right. We really have to hold fast to God's word. You know, society has painted a picture, and too much compromising going on. Even it's a compromise because they're telling people what they want to hear. They got itching ears. They're telling people what they want to hear. They're telling them they can do almost anything they want to do. But without God, they can do nothing. We can do nothing without God.
Mm-hmm.
So we really got to, those of us who are doing the will of God, we have to stay committed. We are God's storehouse. This is where God has stored His word, His bread. And
that
people make freely. So we stay committed and do what God has called us to do.
My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Such a powerful word being spoken, because I know sometimes people, we are speaking to people around the world through the Blog Talk Radio, KESK Radio. And I will say this tonight. When we come back and we look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 and 18, Christ came to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
To deliver the bondage of sin possible. See, it's possible. See, salvation is a person. If you want to get saved, there is no possibility. But when you see, you got to know that you know when you come into it. And the reason why you sisters are in agreement, and I'm in agreement with you, is because I'm sick and tired of hearing preachers sugarcoating the word. I'm tired of the apostles sugarcoating the word.
Amen.
I'm tired of them lifting up a lie.
Yes.
That's not God. If the person ain't healed, they ain't healed.
Amen. That's right.
I know what God is doing. You know what God is doing. And the reason why some people get so, the pastor, the prophet, hogwash. Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We need to submit. We submit to those who are in authority in the earth realm, but I'm not putting you over the word of God. Oh, no. Say what you want to say. I know what God says. I know what the Holy Spirit has taught me. And when we read into the Bible, we see the word. Let me turn to Hebrews chapter 2. If you would, can I turn to chapter 2, please?
Amen.
All right. Because it's so important. The more we take, God at His word, the more God's word is going to get us to the point where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I know this much. The more I say, good God Almighty, you got this much in there? Show. It's much that God has to say in His word. God has a lot to say in His word. And see, here's what I will say this also. As we listen in, we're in Hebrews chapter 2, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should not let them slip. For if the word of God spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgressor and disobedient received a just compensation of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, capital L, and was confirmed unto to them by that heard them. That were in that time when they had men and women. And you take notice of what the word of God has to say, as I was saying to us. And we read on down to the 18th verse. And when you read 2 Hebrews, starting out to the 18th verse, I want to conclude and say this. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he was able to overcome them that are tempted. It says to us, every man and woman on this radio tonight, we have been tempted, but the tempter came, but there is one through us who can help us overcome.
Yeah, his name, hallelujah.
His name is Jesus. He can help us. And the more we come into the bosom of Abraham through Jesus Christ, we have a right to have the right that God has said. God said in His word. God said in His word. And see, what I love about this new thing is, I know I can see some people that don't know it, but I want to say this. When we hold on to God, if we say a person needs healing, we have the faith.
Amen.
Faith is not seen. We have the faith to say, according to his faith, he's made whole. See, everybody listening tonight, I want you to know this much. What God is saying to us this night in the earth realm, the time has come for us to hold on to the W-O-R-D, the word according to John chapter 1, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. The word became flesh, became a thumb, a thumb point, bones, flesh, a body, and became flesh. And the angel said, wait a minute. Angel said, who is this? What is this? It's a mystery even to me. God left it that way because God's not going to tell us everything. You know what? The devil's always listening. And the enemy's sitting right now to some people listening to everything you, even I'm going to say this here, I'm going to say it. I'm not prophesying, but I'm saying what the Lord is saying. Is somebody on the radio, behind the radio, that are listening, but they got a trap set for each and one of us on here. We have to pray, the blood of Jesus keep over us, the blood of Jesus watch over us, the blood of Jesus guide with us, the blood of Jesus talk with us, the blood of Jesus walk with us, the blood of Jesus die with us, because the enemy comes to kill the righteous.
Yes.
It does not make him any different. He says skin for skin. If you think the devil gonna let you get away, you got to be thinking you got. If he didn't even let Jesus get by, but Jesus knew. He said, "By every word that comes out of the mouth of God." That's why I read to you out of Hebrew what God did. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to destroy the very works of the devil, and the devil is doing his work.
Yes, he did.
And everybody's saying, "Well, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna go along with that." I went to church that Sunday, but the preacher got, he had a good word. What word? What did he say? I'm not putting him down. Did he tell you what thus saith the Lord? Did you see any miracles happen? That's what God is looking for. Jesus came down. Can you imagine the disciples that night when they was passing through? Jesus said, y'all go on, or I'll be over there. Jesus started walking the water. Those guys got scared. Oh, that's a ghost. Who is it out there? Jesus said, be not afraid, it is I. Can you, in this life, if somebody see you walking down a galaxy, somewhere on the Pacific, Atlantic, on the Gulf, walking on the water, and said, be not afraid, it is I, what would somebody probably do? See, this is in the Bible. This is in the Bible. See, the biblical times are now, but they are more qualified to be more technological advances. You know, we got the new horse. Well, we used to have a four-legged horse when I grew up, but now we got a four-legged horse with a big engine that can drive you fast to point to point.
Oh, yeah.
See, but right now, and you know what? I'm saying to every one of you that love the Lord the way I do, the Lord has so much love for us. God is spending quality time with us tonight. And I'm telling you, I have issues that I have to pray for. God, help me to understand. God, keep me close to you. God, don't let your hand away from me. And somebody asked me one day, said, why do you keep asking God that way? Because I know this old FLESH is rotten. The flesh is rotten. The flesh will try to rule. The flesh will try to rule you. You got to let the Holy Spirit take you. And you know something else? What I'm saying is, there are a lot of people in Houston, Texas, where I live, right here in Houston. I've seen some people that come to churches where they've had a big-time preacher. Oh, some of the people got healed tonight. So I just took a picture of some people, and was I was moving around the city, I saw a lot of people. I thought that person got healed the other night. Smoking the weed. That's not God. That's playing. That's playing God. I will never do that to God to the best of my ability. I'm saying to those of us that love God, do not let anybody trick you. Everybody offer you some food, say, God bless you. Everybody wants to do it. Want to do this, and God bless you. You got to know that you know that you know it's God moving. Because sometimes the devil can give you something to set you up for the movement. I saw a man one day when I was out there in off of Lockwood in one of the streets there at this particular church. They came along at a church here, my name was dead. I had to manage my arm. I prayed for the man. The man came back to life. He just gave. And he took him to the hospital. He was dead. And somebody said, he ain't got that kind of power. You right, I don't, but God, throw me can. Some folks said, well, he can't do it. You right, I can't do it. I can't do it. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I can't do it. But I know who can. I know who can better possess my body. I know who can. I know what God can. See, You ask people to fast for 4 days, that from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock. You know some people can't even fast? Because their flesh won't let them. They've been accustomed to eating everything but the right thing. Start eating some M-A-N-N-A, some manna, some heavenly food, prayer, praise, and worship. That's how you get what you get. That's how you get what God wants to give you. Well, we had a person from another line that was listening. I guess we were a little too hot from there because we were talking so much truth. They just went ahead and dropped. But I want to tell you something. Beloved, God loves us.
Amen.
And God needs us. But we need God more than God needs us, because God can speak a word and everything can be bound just like this. But God's Son is saying, Father, he said, wait a minute. And we are praying. And we are believing. They got somebody down there they believe, Father, want to come right on in right now. Can you wait on them, Father? And the Father's waiting. But you know what? People tell me every day I'm crazy. I'm silly. I'm stupid. I ain't doing this. They don't know what God is speaking in my heart. You know? They don't know. But all I can tell you, much love. Much love. Much love. That's why Jesus said to the disciples, he said, lovest me more than these? He went to the one. He said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And Peter said, now wait a minute, Lord. You know that I love you. In other words, he said, why does God want to ask me that? See, God has to, the one he put in us, see, we have to know, he has to know the assurance that we have, that no matter what we go through, we're going to trust in him. He said, what about these? He said, Lord, you know I love you. Well, Jesus said, if you love me, feed these little ones. You know what's happening today? The little ones are not being fed. They're being lied to. And the more you lie to them, the more, I mean, they don't even know the second president. They don't know who the 44th president was. They don't know who the governor is. They don't know who the mayor. They don't know nothing about what's working around them. But they know how to get up and clap their hands and bump their body. Man, we had a time last night. That's not of God. God is sick of that nonsense. He's sick of it. And there's more pastors in Houston that I love with all my heart. They will never come to agreement on one word. And I'll challenge them with that one word. L-O-V-E.
Amen.
Love. Love is there. Love is unstoppable. Love is you can't even equate it with nothing, because love overcomes everything.
Amen.
When God's Son said, he said, Lord, he said, I did it because I said I want you to have fellowship with me. I love them. Do you know he loves us right now?
Amen.
Someone told me, because of my recent endeavor, they said, well, nobody's going to call you the pastor. I said, you're right. Nobody, but somebody will. Am I looking? Well, God's got some people right here in Houston I'm going to do it. I see something to get ready to happen. And I say this to you again, to again. When God has chosen you, I don't care what the world says.
Right.
You come all the way from Georgia to Houston, when God chooses you, you can't fight against God. All the way from New York. All the way from, you can't do nothing. Look at Isaiah. Look over there in the first chapter. And then around about the ninth, it took him 9 chapters later. He said, woe is me. Woe is me. I'm unclean. I'm undone. Because he saw what he thought he saw his uncle do, he could do it. But you couldn't do it in God's house. When you have set a place, hallelujah. When you, Lord, when God uses you, you do what you're supposed to do. Don't try to exonerate to where you are. But he said, and as God began to move in the house, He saw the pole shake. It shook him. He said, behold, that's why he said, woe is me. I'm undone, I'm unclean. He said, and that's when God began to take, see, God let his apron just pass over him and took the coals of fire. The angels who got two wings to fly, they took it and they took it and he said, they put it on his tongue. It happened according to the word of God. It happened. When I got the Holy Ghost, when it hit me, I don't know what happened. I was running up and down, but the fire. And that's what I found out in the book of in John. It says that he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And with fire. And with fire. Why? Because fire burns out all rudiments. Anything that's there can't stand. When you get up to 360 to 960 to 16,000 degrees, when the Holy Ghost hits, ain't nothing gonna stand where you are. And I was telling some people years ago, when I went out there to a dead man's grave, and everybody said, honey, you crazy. If they knew what God was doing, why would God let me go out there? But God had a purpose. He has a purpose for me telling you this. When I went out to Los Angeles, California, to visit the grave site of William Seymour, the one-eyed preacher that started a great revival here in Houston. But they drained him out of Houston to Oklahoma, all the way to California. And that's where God set a residence with him. I don't know where God's going to end up with me at, but I want to be obedient. When I went there and laid on that man's grave with a brother that loved the Lord, and that's the first time in my life. For one whole hour and a half, I don't even know where I was.
Amen.
The anointing of God. The anointing of God. And when God had put me in a place called Beth, all I can remember is like nothing but peace. I was afraid to even look over. I was afraid. I said, Lord, I bowed my head. And when I left to come back to Houston, this is what got me. It's on the tape. When I was coming back to Houston, do you not know that I thought I was getting up there to get my plane. I told them, I said, Willie, honey, your plane is waiting. Well, I'm heading up there. I'm coming, running as fast as I can. Got down there to the gate, and they hooked the gate and stopped. And everybody around me started backing up from around me, backing up everybody. The lady said, you there, come here, we got you. We were looking for you. Well, see, I didn't know that I'm still under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I live with it. It teaches me. It shows me. And when I saw what I saw and watched God do what he did, and I stood there, I had to stay a whole nother night over there and leave from California to Phoenix, had to stay over there. But that's what God showed me his power to do. He showed me that woman's face looked like a witch. That woman looked so unrighteous. God said, be still and watch the salvation of God. And when I saw her face, she took everything I had, everything that I had except what God had. And I said, Lord, he said, she did that to think what she wanted to let you think that she was in power. But they don't have no power that you don't give them. And I said, wait a minute. I told the people at that post, I said, y'all called me to miss this airplane back to Houston. You're going to have to put me up for the rest of the night. You're going to have to give me the money to get there. And they did it. Because I went out to California with no money. I went on faith. Stupid faith. How many of y'all went on something stupid faith? I did. But God kept his hands on me. And yeah. And see, God's going to raise us up again and again and again. And again, somebody said, you mean he got to put you down? No, God didn't put me down. I put my own self down. because I wasn't obedient. And let me tell you something. When you're obedient to God, the devil in hell can't move you out of your tracks.
Amen. That's right.
And right now I'm going through some changes in my life. Well, the devil said, well, I said, you ain't going to do nothing. And I know what God told me. God has promised me he's going to do it. When he's going to do it, he'll do it. When he's going to do it, when he do it. When is he going to do it, when he do it? Well, when is he going to do it, when he do it? I don't know, but I do know he said he's going to do it.
Amen.
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 Woo, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah out there in Radio Land. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Amen. I will say this. I'd like to hear that lady to call your last phone number.
We can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You're breaking up. Hello?
I'm still here, but we can't hear Dr. Hunter.
Okay, that's what I was saying. We couldn't hear him, so I don't know what happened. Maybe a tune back in a minute. Well, I can say this tonight has been a great night. I just thank God that he's bringing us together for such a time as this because it's so needed. It's so needed. So many people are perishing for a lack of knowledge, especially the young people. Every time you look on TV, and it's because people have gotten away from the faith. They have gotten away from it, teaching their children and their children's children. And so now the children are just doing whatever. They're doing whatever they want to. You know, and it's so sad when you look out and see all these things happening. We know that Satan is on his job, you know. But we got to get, like you said earlier, we got to go back to the old time way. We got to go back, call us to do the things that we've been taught from old. Because the children are perishing. I mean, it's just so sad. It's really sad. And the faith have gone out the window. And we got to get back to that.
Amen. And you know what? And that should make to us as a whole ask ourselves a question. Do we really love our children? Do we really love our neighbors? Do we really love like the Word of God tells us to? I don't have to know you to love you. I don't have to know you to help you. It's through the love that I should have for you because I have the love of God.
Amen.
I should be able to do.
Amen.
You know, and that's the whole key thing. People don't want to do anything for nobody because they don't know them.
That's right.
But what does the Word of God say? He says not to love me. I mean, like not to love your brother is not to know him. So you know, that's a question that we need to really ask ourselves. Okay, we're not loving our brothers, the ones we can see. But God said we call ourselves loving him, the one we can't see. So let's ask ourselves the question.
Amen.
Do we really love God? Because if we truly, really love God, it would not be about us. Jesus says, in order to be my disciple, you must first do what? Deny yourself.
Amen.
And that's what we got to do. We have to deny ourselves. We shouldn't have our own personal agenda. only agenda we should have is the agenda that God has purpose for each and every one of us to do. We all got assignment.
Amen.
We all might not be preachers, pastors, apostles, or what have you, but we all got work to do in the kingdom of God. You know, in the word of God tells us, the kingdom of God suffers by violence, but take it back by force. Who's taking it back? It goes right back to me saying, you know, about the grocery store. The lady was complaining about how the meat was. But what are you doing about it? You know, are we doing petitions? You know, are we doing petitions? Are we going to our local governments? Are we standing in whole? That we know there is power in unity. You I know Dr. Hunter is some years older than I am. So I know he's experienced some things that I didn't personally experience myself. But coming up as a whole, we stuck together. It didn't make no difference if I didn't know you. You didn't know me. We still broke bread together. And that's what the word of God says. They went from house to house breaking bread.
Mm-hmm.
They sold everything they had. And he said there was no lack in nobody's house. But we done got so self-centered, so selfish, we don't want to help nobody.
That's right. That's right.
And that's not what the word of God says. That's not what the word of God says. You know, before we came out of slavery, We that's all we had. We had God and we had one another.
Amen. Amen.
But we don't tuck on this world mentality. Yes, we have. We don't tuck on this world mentality, and we think and we act like the world. But we got to have a Christ-like mind, and it's time to get back a Christ-like mind.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
What he says, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Right.
Who can
Amen.
Be against you? And you know what? When are we going to really truly stand up and say, okay, God, for you I live, for you I die? When are we really going to truly do what the book of Romans 12:1 tells us? Brother, I beseech you that you offer up your body as a holy living sacrifice acceptable to God. When are we truly going to do that? Because you know what? Like Deborah, Obama told Deborah, in the book of Deborah, I'm not going out on that battlefield unless you go with me. We sing the song, I'm on the battlefield fighting for the Lord. We sing that song, but are we truly on a battlefield fighting for the Lord? Do we truly get out there on that front line? Are we truly the one? When I read the word of God, I don't see anywhere that the kings, they just sent people out their battles. The kings, they went and stood on the front line. The kings was the first one to draw the sword.
Sure was.
That's what I read in my Bible. But now we got apostles and pastors and preachers and stuff. No, y'all go out there. Y'all go out there and fight it. And then y'all come back to me. No. That's not what I see. Jesus says, I came to what? I came to serve. I came to show you how it must be done. And that's the same mentality we should take on. We should take on the same attributes and the characteristics as our Lord and our Savior. He showed us how to do it.
That's right.
He didn't just say, disciples, I'm going to train y'all, and then I'm going to send y'all out there. No. He showed them. It was hands-on. It wasn't just, I'm going to give you a word.
Amen.
He was hands-on.
That's right.
That's right.
And it's time for us to get back to how God say do it.
Amen.
Let the words that Jesus uttered out his mouth is not what I say, not what I do, but it's the one who sent me.
Amen. That's it. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. The Bible says, he that thirsts, let him come and drink. Let him come and drink to get it. Come and get some, but money cannot buy.
come and drink from the fountain of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, one more
Amen.
Thing, Dr. Hunter, I want to say, one more thing I want to say, because you hit on it just a little bit, but you didn't elaborate on it. You know, fear paralyzes. Fear paralyzes the unknown. Not knowing, but not knowing. That's why we have to get into a relationship with God and know that his word, he protects us. It's a shield around us. And we shouldn't be afraid to do nothing that he calls us to do. He told us, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power and a sound mind. And that's why we have to think before we react. You know, sometimes that fear will make you react a different way. But if you thought about it before you react on it, then you know you can conquer that thing. We are more than conquerors. We are triumphant. We are victors in Jesus Christ. It's time to know that. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today, you know, Apostle Paul, he got bit by the viper, and they expected him to fall off and die, but he shook it off in the fire, because who was in him? He said, I gave you power. I gave you power. He established that enemy. God loved us so much. He didn't wait to revelation to create us. He didn't wait to revelation to tell you, I gave you dominion and I gave you power and I told you to go out there and be fruitful and multiply and I told you to go out there and subdue the land. He didn't wait. He told us in the beginning what he established and what he has given us in the beginning.
Amen.
Our enemies, hallelujah, our enemies, he has called us to do what? To step on the devil's neck.
Amen.
He's under our feet, and he told us, "Well, nothing harm us. Nothing." But because we don't think when something fearful happens, because we don't think before we react, that's how we get caught up in that fearful state because we didn't think it out. It scared you so bad. You didn't even think it out. Then you ask yourself, after it didn't happen, well, what in the world just went on? What just took place? Power is in our hands. Pick it up. We got it. We got the tools. And it's time to put on that whole armor. No more backing down. No more being fearful. No more being scared. Know that who's with you.
Amen.
He said, I'll fight for you. Mm-hmm. All he wants us to do is show up. And he
Amen.
Said,
that's what, he was.
What did he tell
that's
Judah?
It. You send up.
He told Judah, he said, y'all send the praises up. Send the praises up. Before you go into battle, send the praises up. And once you send the praises up, guess who's going to show up? God's going to show up. And he's going to fight your battle. Because he said, let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Be scattered.
We should never go into a battle blind because God don't leave us blind.
Amen.
We're not blind. We are children of the light. Those blinders have been removed once we accepted Jesus Christ into our life. He says, behold, old things pass away and all things become new. Be new. We should always look new.
Mm-hmm.
People, we should. What is the word? He says, I call you precarious. Precarious. You should look precarious to people. You know what is precarious? Because people are not used to somebody loving them, genuine loving them. They find that strange. You know, what you got, what they do. They find that strange. Oh, you got some kind of hidden agenda. What you want from me? I don't want anything from you but to love you. That's what the word of God told me. Oh, no man, nothing but to love them.
Amen.
But they
right.
find it strange. Amen. They find that strange. I said, yeah, God, I thank you. But let me know, peculiar is what they're not used to. That's what peculiar means.
Amen.
That's it.
But we are royal priesthood. Amen. Let's look like it. Let's look like it. You might not have 1 cent in your pocket, but you're rich in the word. He says, I became poor that you may become rich.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we got to fill other people's pockets. We got to let them know. We got to let them know they can be rich too.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you creativity to create wealth.
That's
we
it.
We got to open up. We got to allow God to expand our mindset, expand our thinking. God, give me new creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't he do it all the time? Dr. Hunter, you talked about it. It went from four-legged horse to a four-legged horsepower. That's creativity.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
That's right. That's creativity. Why we don't ask God for those things? God, you said you would enlarge my territory. Well, enlarge my territory, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Jesus,
He gave us the power to call things off. He gave us the power to call things into existence. And it's time, y'all. It's time that we use every tool that God has given us. He gave us the keys to bind and to loose. A lot of times, and I can tell you myself, I can confess this on the radio, that I have been guilty of just binding but not loosing. If you're going to bind something, you better replace it with something else. You got to make sure you replace it with something else, because what you binding and you don't replace it with something else, guess what? That thing coming. That thing coming back seven times strong. Because you don't left a door open. That's right. You don't left a door open.
Yeah.
It's time for us to It's time for us to use everything that God has given us.
Yeah.
And it's in His Word. It's in His Word. These unsaved loved ones, stand on the Word. Don't keep talking about them. They ain't saved. Yes, they are saved. Because He said it in His Word. He said a sanctified man, a sanctified woman will sanctify the whole household. Don't be arguing with that person. They don't go to church. They don't do this. They don't do that. Leave them alone.
Amen.
Leave them alone and put the Word of God on them.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's
Amen.
Right. Put the Word of God on them.
Amen. That's it.
Begin to see them as God sees them. God bless you, woman of God. How you doing today?
Amen.
I don't care if your baby's 5 or 50. Start calling them. Start seeing them how God sees them. Your wife, your husband. That's right. Yes. It's time out. Come on, y'all. Let's stop letting the enemy have our family and declare our family for God's kingdom.
Amen.
Didn't he save Rahab's whole family?
Amen. That's right.
Didn't he save her whole family? Sure did.
That's right.
Sure did.
That's right.
And that was only for and she saved her family for a good deed. I don't even believe Rahab was saved. But I believe she knew who God was, but I don't believe she was saved. The story never tells me that she won't say, but the story told me who she was.
Yeah. And everybody wants me to
It told me the lifestyle she lived, but I'm telling you, she knew when God showed up.
Amen.
Yeah.
She sure did. Yeah. And what she do? She hid them men of God. She went crazy. And we done seen God. We know God has showed up. We know God is evident in our life. So guess what? If He's evident in our life, He's going to be evident in our family life.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
my.
Trying to speak the Word of God. All this naysaying and down talking, none of that is in the Word of God.
Amen.
It's time to build.
It's time to build.
Hallelujah. That's right. The chief cornerstone done came. and a chief cornerstone then set the foundation. The chief cornerstone then told us that he was a solid rock. And upon this church, upon this rock, I shall build my church.
On this rock.
Hallelujah.
Upon this
and no gates of hell shall prevail.
Amen.
My Sunday Tiki Shoka. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
Mo Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Mo Jesus.
Oh.
Mo Jesus and Mo Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we need to be confessing throughout our household. Every chance we can get, calling out Jesus' name. Make sure no demons and devils ain't got time to get comfortable in your house.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I love it. Every time you look up there, the devil is saying, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I love
you
Jesus.
You better know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The name above all names.
Amen. Well, you
all
know one thing.
All the power belongs to him, this world and the world to come. Come on.
Amen.
Nothing that he ain't accomplished and done already done for us.
Amen.
All we gotta do is all we gotta do is walk it out. He says, those who endure to the end shall be saved.
Amen.
Endure to the end. That we're in the end right now fighting. We're in the end.
Amen.
Well, you know one thing I would say, prophetess, that you said you blessed us tonight. But I wanna say this because we've been praying about a revival that's going to start in Houston, Texas. And the day I got word via somebody telling me what happened down there in Houston, Texas. And all of a sudden, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Are you there? Are you there, Houston?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Somebody said they have already started showing things down there with people with evil masks and evil spirits and things. And you know what I said? I said, oh, Lord, I know you're sending us together. I know you got your head in this.
Yes, sir.
Because all of a sudden, it came to me. They said, well, down there in Houston, they done cut up people's wildlife. They done did this and put stuff on. They got it like they created evil. They doing that. I said, no, God. I said, that's the enemy trying to make the people feel. And I'm here to tell you tonight, Houston, we're on the way. Houston, we're on the way. Houston, we are on the way. Every demon in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you're going to have to run. Because the more I see the time, the demons came and he said, why you come here to the souls that allow us to go into the swine. Go to the swine and go and jump over the water. And I'm saying this because I know what God is getting ready to do, and my soul is rejoicing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Told me today was telling me, and I looked at him and I said, okay, I see. They don't even know me that I know what God is doing. But God say, I keep your ears open, but you got to listen. It's going to be some time like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. It's going to be.
Yes,
and I'm not pulling back. I'm not pulling back. I refuse to pull back. I'm pressing in. I'm trying to make way for somebody else to come on and help me to join in the fight. The stronger we get, we can take it by force. We can get violent. We can take it by force. We need to take it. It's ours. It belongs to us. Jesus said, I've given it to you. It's up to us to take it. And I say this, Kempston, the word of God is already there, like never before. Like never before. The fire is already coming. The fire is around. The fire.
Hallelujah.
See, and folks said, well, you know, Paul said to the people, he said, look down upon them, my affliction. He said, well, look at what God can do.
Yes.
Now, see, Apostle Paul,
Hallelujah. The man had an affliction, but he said, look not upon me because what I, but look what God is doing. When I love about the Apostle Paul says, I owe no man nothing but love. Owe no man nothing but love. And that's what my heart is saying. And I'm saying to those that are believing because we're going to get one out of, we're going to get one over here in Hempstead, and we're going to have a time with God. I'm believing God for the best. Believing God for the best. I don't care what somebody says. God has already promised it. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it.
It's already done.
It's already it's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. We just got to stand firm.
And I want to make the plans in God to do the manifestation.
Amen.
And listen to your word tonight, what you were saying, how God just, it just took me back over what I've been studying and reading and studying and praying. And God said, the more you get close to me, the more you don't even know I'm there. That's how God wants to be to us. See, and I've come to understand this, beloved. The more you come to Jesus Christ, you must ask Jesus to see if any sin be there before you take it to the Father. So the Father will not be embarrassed. That's what I'm praying more. Before I come to you, Father, I want Jesus' blood to wash me, to cleanse me. So when I come before you, no evil shall befall me or come near my dwelling place because I'm trusting in you. It may not look like it, may not talk like it, but I know. And I went out there the other day, and somebody out my yard. I said, Lord, I want to work in my yard. The devil said, man, you can't get out there and work in your yard. You know you can't sit up out there. I said, I'm going to obey God. I asked my wife to bring me certain things. I got out there and did a whole lot of work. And I said, now, devil, you can't say nothing because I have shown you what God can when I believe God. I believe God.
Yes.
I know that God's going to do it. And all we got to do is to continue to believe. Just continue to believe. And God's going to do a great work through us, by us, and around us.
Amen.
And I want to say this. Amen. This lady, your last phone number is 3401. Do you have a word you want to say to us? Because we want to hear your voice. We love you. Amen. You got a word to tell us tonight where God has blessed you? Amen.
I just came on to listen to the radio, just to, you know, hear your conversation. And it's just a blessing, you know, to hear people loving the Lord and loving the Word of God and just doing the will of God. It's a blessing. So I just wanted to come on and listen and, you know, hear what the Lord was saying.
Amen. Well, we just love the Lord. We thank God for you for being a part. And I think I spoke with you the other day, but I want you to know the love of God abides in our hearts. And we know that we know the love of God. The time has come for Houston, for all cities around Houston to start bowing before the true and living God. I'm telling everyone, I don't care if you're a Baptist, if you're a Methodist, Church of God in Christ, Church of God, Church of Christ, Christ Church, the time has come for us to do battle against the dark one because the enemy is trying to take over what belongs to us. I don't have to share what God's given me to him. I don't have to. I must not. I will not. It belongs to me because God has made it so. He said, I made all things possible to them that deceive. And the more we take the word of God And I'm trying to get a lot of the big-time preachers in Houston. I'm trying to get them to come to an understanding. Look, no matter how big seat you've got at your church, you can be set at the lowest level, because you never know what you've been doing. Who's watching over you? You never know it. I see, and I say this constantly. Pray and keep. That's why I always want somebody with me when I'm going somewhere, because I have a witness.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus said about two by two. That's
mm-hmm.
what he wants to do. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
afraid. Some folks, and I've met some of the people in Houston, and at the, I'm 65 years old plus, and some people say, well, we don't do it this way. Well, how does the Bible say it? They had a man call me to pray for him. He couldn't breathe. We prayed for him. The man breathed.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do. I ain't done nothing but obey the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Yeah.
That's how your faith comes. The more you hear what God has done, the more you can do what God has done. You don't have to have
mm-hmm.
$1 million. Just hang in there. That's all God wants you to do. That's all God wants us to do. God wants
Amen.
Us to know that we know He loves us. He loves
Amen.
Us so much. He loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And the, go ahead. There's a word for the lady. Go ahead.
Amen.
Go
Dr.
ahead,
Hannah.
Please.
Amen. I
yes.
got a word for that last young lady that was
go ahead.
Just speaking. Is she, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Yes. I just want to encourage you. And I heard the scripture that came to me when you began to speak. It comes out of Psalms, and it says, "Be ye, lift up your heads, O ye gates, you everlasting doors, and allow the King of glory to come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. The Lord God strong in battle. God said, "I will fight for you. The battle is not yours. It's mine," says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
My. Wow. That even quickened my spirit. That even quickened my spirit. Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The battle is not mine, it's the Lord. The
mm-hmm.
battle is not mine, it's the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise his holy name. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. The battle. The fighting is not mine. It's the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Ooh. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ooh. Praise the living God. Praise him. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you tonight. I praise you, Father. I adore you for everything you've done. Well, the battle does not belong to me, but it belongs to you, Lord. It belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to you, Lord. I step back that you step forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All glory. All glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, yes. Yes. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. Y'all, I ain't gonna ask you to forgive me, but I'm telling you, I'm getting my joy. Oh,
mm-hmm.
The battle belongs to the Lord. It's not mine. It belongs to the Lord. That's what I got
mm-hmm.
on that. It quickened me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, God bless you, and thank you for coming on the radio tonight. And, you know, we've been on the radio. We got about 6 minutes. Anybody else got a statement, a prayer request for somebody to pray for the word? And I'm going to ask the prophetess to close this out. Anybody got a word they want to say? A request. Amen. Arise and shine. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen. So God be the glory. I just thank God for everything that was said on the the radio show tonight. I pray that every listener that was blessed tonight, even our enemies, I pray that they were even blessed and something was said to even turn them around and to decide to make Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior, because he did forbid one soul be lost, and we don't want to see any lost souls, so to God be the glory. But Heavenly Father, gracious one, we just bless you for who you are. We just thank you for everything that you have done, everything that you have spoken on the radio program tonight, Father God. You are a light to our pathway, Father God, and we just thank you right now, God, for being that light, Father God. We thank you that you came, that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Father, I pray tonight that someone, Father God, would choose that abundant life, would choose that everlasting life with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask you to seal every word that was spoken on this radio program tonight, Father God. You said your word would not return to you not void. So, Father God, we send it out. And, Father God, you, Father, establish it. You manifest it now throughout the land in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we just bless you, God. We thank you for KSK radio station, Father God. And, Father God, continue to allow it to grow and be prosperous in you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you for everyone that participated, everyone that got a chance to speak tonight on the radio, Father God. I just ask you right now for a special blessing, Father God. God, you said as we grow in you, grow in God, we grow in favor. So, God, I just speak favor upon each and every one's life on this radio program tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said one man plants, another man waters, and you give the increase. I speak an increase on tonight. I decree and declare an increase, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and we just bless you for doing it. Father, we love you. We love each other. And we love your people. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. And amen. And remember my words. I love you. I love you. I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. So until next time, KSK Radio Station be live on air tomorrow night. We'll start out again. The Lord bless you and keep you. Peace be with you. Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. Love you guys. Have a good night.
Good night.